all right?
It's gonna be all right!
Oh, you bet! Dear friends, it is going to be all right. It's going to be all right tonight. Here at the Powerhouse Church of the Presumptuous Assumption of the Blinding Light.
Oh, blinding light, oh, light that blinds, I cannot see, look out for me.
Yes, friends, welcome to Pastor Flash's Hour of Reckoning. With Organ Leroy at his organ again. And the 50 voice St. Louis Aquarium Choir. I'm Deacon E.L. Mouse, but dear friends, in these days of modern time, when you can't tell the ACs from the DCs, well, aren't we all yearning for someone who can turn on a little stopping power? Dear friends, I mean a smoky glass. Don't you think I mean a lightning rod with which to chase these spooks away? Don't you know I mean our own pastor, Rod Flash? He's been up for a week, but he's coming down.
Hey, all you people, better listen to me. Hey, all you scallywags and sinners, pay heed to what I'm saying. It's time you started praying. It's time you quit your wicked ways. I mean now, find the right road, find the good road. It's a small road, and it's straight and narrow. You will know it when you see it. Get upon it and cross to the other side. Sing!
Find the right road, find the good road. It's a small road, and it's straight and narrow. You will know it when you see it. Get upon it and cross to the other side.
The devil's got you and he won't turn you loose. He's got you scallywags and sinners. You men and all you women, he's laughing while you're sinning. You gotta turn that devil out. How? Find the right road, find the good road. It's a small road, and it's straight and narrow. You will know it when you see it. Get upon it and cross to the other side. Sing!
Find the right road, find the good road. It's a small road, and it's straight and narrow. You will know it when you see it. Get upon it and cross to the other side.
My friends, you gotta stop your hard-hearted ways. I mean you scallywags and sinners. The devil's crop you're growing with all the oats you're sowing. There's only one way to be saved. Listen to me. Find the right road, find the good road. It's a small road, and it's straight and narrow. You will know it when you see it. Get upon it and cross to the other side. Sing, children!
Find the right road, find the good road. It's a small road, and it's straight and narrow. You will know it when you see it. Get upon it and cross to the other side.
Cross to the other side.
Guys, that was pretty good. I'll give you that much. But I know that you can do it better. I know you can do it better. So I want you to say it with some conviction, with some oomph, all right? Give me a J!
J, you got your J, you got your J!
Give me an E!
E, you got your E, you got your E!
Give me an S!
S, you got your S, you got your S!
Give me a U!
U, you got your U, you got your U!
Give me an S!
Jesus.
What's that spell?
steps that lead to any church. Form a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be trod more often than they are.
I believe in the man in the sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his help I'll get by.
His help I'll get by.
My footsteps may falter, my eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. The sparrow is all I may be.
He is all I may be.
On me he will still keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing his praise till the end of my days. I believe in the man.
Everywhere. Eighth Psalms, portions of the third and sixth verses. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, thou hast madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Truly God is great. God is on the moon. He's in everybody. He's here and he's there. He is everywhere. We are God himself. He said, ye are gods. God works through us. Let's do our parts. We are being united. In our thoughts they are one. I do believe we shall overcome. We are going to Jupiter and we're going to Mars. Then we'll go from there onto the stars. We'll live forever in peace and love if we keep our mind on things above. God is on the moon. He's in everybody. He's here and he's there. He is everywhere.
Little man in our grand land, and God will save us if we understand. Oh God, the Savior of our grand land, We have to make our final stand. Now God is our only ramrod. God is the only one they'll fear. Yes, God is our only ramrod, protecting us while we're here. Protecting us through hell, hate, and shame, while socialism is to blame. Please, God, keep your ramrod in motion, 'cause socialists have a big notion to destroy the world. So listen and think God is the most, and to him will be our final toast. Yes, on him will be our final toast, to Christ, and he is the most. There are crooked politics, politicians in disgrace, and on their crooked faces we will see disgrace. And by their disgrace they will have to fall on their face, because God up on high will help us by and by. And God is the king against all beasts, and he is the man looking down from up on high that will help you and I destroy the devil's socialism. So believe in God until you die. I'm just a little man in our grand land, and God will save us if we understand. On God, the Savior of our grand land, we have to make our final stand. Oh, I'm just a little man in our grand land, and God will save us.
Great achievements, how easy it is to forget that however marvelous the inventions of man may appear, they seem no more than a child's simple toy when compared to the most miraculous achievement of all time, the creation of the very universe itself. It must have been a wonderful sight on that first day of time when, with his plans drawn up before him, the great architect set about his gigantic task. From the largest mountain to the smallest creature, everything was to be perfect to the very last detail.
He's the big architect in the sky.
First, as with everything built to last, he laid a firm foundation. For this, he took a ball of earth and water and set it spinning gently in the heavens. Straight away, he lit the giant fires of the sun for warmth and light. For those that would travel by night, he placed the tiny stars. And for those in love, he made the moon.
He's the big architect in the sky.
This done, he divided time into years, and the years into seasons. The first he called spring, painting the earth with the colors of the rainbow. It was to be a time for the young. The second season he named summer, when the earth would be bathed in the sun's rich goodness. Next, he named the autumn, and gave these days to harvesting. Finally, he put aside a time to rest. This last season he called winter. All was now ready for the final and most perfect of his creations, man himself. But man was to be no robot. He was given a soul and a mind free to make its own decisions. He was given a choice to love or hate, to forgive or punish. And likewise, it was left to man to say, thank you.
He's the big architect.
ever busy, always on the line. We could hear from heaven almost any time. It's a royal service, free to one and all. When you get in trouble, give this royal line a call. Telephone, Google, watch our divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Filled by God the Father for his love and doom. We may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. There will be no charges. Telephone is free. It was built for service, just for you and me. There will be no waiting on this royal line. Telephone Double D always answers just in time. Yeah, telephone Double D, watch our divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Build by God the Father. Cannot get control of this line to glory. Anchored in your soul, storms and trials cannot disconnect the line. Held in constant keeping by the Father's love divine. Yeah,
telephone, oh, watch our divine. I can feel the current moving on the line.
I was traveling the light one cold dark night when I came to a fork in the road. One road was the road to the Lord above. The other was the devil below.
Take the road to the left, take the road to the right. Which road is dark, which road is light? One road is the road to the Lord above. The other is the road to the blue.
I was born of the powerful like to drink, and they might like an angel above. When I was a boy, I had two pets, a garden snake and the other a dog.
Take the road to the left, take the road to the right. Take the road to the left, take the road to the right.
Oh women, oh women, just let me be. Can't you see these roads are troubling me? You took my lips and you took my heart, but I got to save my soul for the Lord.
Take the road to the left, take the road to the right. Take the road to the left, take the road to the right.
Now it makes no matter what road you choose, the road to the Lord or the road to the blues. You walk the long, each road you go, to save you when you tumble below.
Take the road to the left, take the road. Which road is dark, which road is light? One road is the road to the Lord above. The other is the road to the blue.
One road to the Lord above. The other is the road to the blues. One road to the Lord above. The the other is the road to the blue.
A few short hours ago I lived and walked this worldly way, but now 6 feet below the earth in a coffin cold I lay. They lowered me into this grave and filled the sod of level, and now I wait my hellish fate, a visit from the devil. Oh devil, why do you torment me? My soul belongs to thee. I see you there, but your hands ain't bare. That pitchfork aimed at me. Why did you have to come so soon? I'm not prepared to travel, but the way I've lived my life, I've earned a visit from the devil. The table stands where we dealt our hands for that game of poker. I held 2 aces and drew 3 cards, a deuce, a queen, a joker. I held my aces in one hand, my best girl in the other. But the best hand held a 44 and it belonged to her brother. Oh, devil, why do you torment me? My soul belongs to thee. I see you there, but your hands ain't bare. That pitchfork aimed at me. Why did you have to come so soon? I'm not prepared to travel, but the way I've lived my life, I've earned a visit from the devil. I saw Satan grin at me as I felt that 44. His eyes beckoned me to come on in as he opened up his door. That visit from the devil now leads me to believe that it was he who pulled that 5th ace from my sleeve. Oh, devil, why do you torment me? My soul belongs to thee. I see you there, but my hands ain't bare. That pitchfork's aimed at me. Why did you have to come so soon? I'm not prepared to travel, but the way I live my life, I've earned a visit from the devil.
The other afternoon for to hear them shout and sing, for to tell each other how they love one another and to make a hallelujah ring. There's old Uncle Daniel and Brother Ebenezer, Uncle Rufus with his lame gal Sue, Aunt Polly and Melinda and old Brother Bender. Well, you never seen a happier crew. Oh, they all go there for to have a good time and eat that grub so sly. Have apple sass butter and the sugar in the gourd and a great big Methodist pie. Oh, little chillin', I believe. Oh, little chillin', I believe. Oh, little chillin', I believe. I'm a Methodist till I die. I'm a Methodist, that's my belief. I'm a Methodist till I die. And if you wanna hear me holler like I found a half a dollar, just pass that Methodist pie. You ought to hear the ringing when they all start singing that good old by and by. See Jimmy McGee in the top of a tree saying, how is this for high? Then they catch a hold of hands and they march around the ring, keep a singing all the while. You'd think it was a cyclone coming through the air, you can hear them shout a half a mile. Then the bell rings loud and a great big crowd breaks ranks and up they fly. While I took board on the sugar in the gourd and cleaned up the Methodist pie. Oh, little chillin', I believe. Oh, little chillin', I believe. Oh, my little chillin', I believe. I'm a Methodist till I die. Well, I'm a Methodist, that's my belief. That's a Methodist till I die. And if you wanna hear me holler like I found a half a dollar, just pass that Methodist pie.
year and a half ago, I realized that my life was meaningless. So, I went on a quest to find greater significance in all things. I memorized most of the philosophy books of the local library, and if you wanted to know, I could tell you a lot about morality, ethics, life, and death. Metaphysics was pretty fun, and existentialism gave me the opportunity to think about nothingness instead of not thinking about anything. I took LSD every night for 2 months, and I became heavily involved in transcendental meditation and low-impact aerobics. A friend of mine introduced me to New Age religion, and from this experience I learned that if you spend $50 on magic healing crystals, you won't have any money to buy food that week. One night after dreaming about drinking hemlock, I convinced myself that I was reincarnated from Socrates. The next morning, I went to a psychic astrologer who told me that I was not reincarnated from Socrates, and that in all my past lives, I was just as confused and boring as I am in this one. Learning this information was a real low blow to my search for self-actualization, and as a result, I was depressed, because even though I had tried relentlessly, it still felt like I had not been able to truly gain a higher state of consciousness.
You're listening to Alternative Radio, W.
Hey, wait a minute, I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry.
Well, anyway, like I was saying, I had no idea how to truly gain my higher state of consciousness. So, at this point, I began dialing 1-900 numbers, listening to all my records backwards, and I ordered the Mysteries of the Unknown from Time Life Books. I was desperate. I even went to church a couple of times. But no matter what I did, I still could not find what the Buddhists call nirvana. Eventually, I became so disgusted that I gave up my search for enlightenment altogether and started spending all my free time watching sports on TV. Instead of reading the works of history's greatest thinkers, I ordered a subscription to Entertainment Weekly. I dropped out of school, got a job as a cashier at 7-Eleven, and for several months I made a point of not thinking about anything profound. But one hot summer night, on the way to work, I was driving near a field where hundreds of fireflies were flying all over the place. And several of these fireflies splattered into my windshield, causing a brilliant glow to emanate. Never before had I seen such beauty. And suddenly, everything was clear to me. It felt like all the gods from every religion ever invented were looking down on me and smiling. Because my life was now in harmony with the universe. And it was really cool, too. Though this glow from the firefly guts only lasted several seconds, the memory of this experience is still with me today. Later that night, I tried to explain to my assistant manager at 7-Eleven what had happened to me on the way to work. But she just looked at me like I was crazy. After work, I went home and I wrote this.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and how are you? Welcome to spring. In my neck of the woods, the snow is finally going away. The edge of snow to sun and grass is marching backwards as we speak. I still have a pile in my driveway, or in my lawn. It's about 10 by 20 and a good 3 or 4 feet tall in some spots. That's going to be there for a while because it's on the shade side of the house. Anyway, that's the spring report. Today it's 45 degrees and all is well. And I think we have God to thank for that. So today we thank God for giving us a nice planet that he's now in the process of trying to kick us off of for good reason. We're bad tenants. Anyway, don't get me started on that. We started with a sermon from E.L. Mouse along with Organ Leroy playing with his organ. again. Scallywags and Sinners was Ross Bagdasarian, who you probably know better as David Seville. I always have to point that out. And then Gimme a J was the Studio Musicians. Now, you've heard of them, and I guess probably everybody you could think of has played for them at some point. But they never had a really big hit. But somebody dug this out. Gimme a J from the Studio Musicians. I Believe in the Man in the Sky was Elvis Presley, along with the Jordanaires from 1960. Norm Burns, a couple of MSR-type things here for you. God is on the Moon, obviously, from Norm Burns. Ralph Lowe, after that, Believe in God Until You Die. Die. Hear that? You have to believe in God until you die. All right. Anyway, The Big Architect in the Sky was a guy named Duncan Johnson. Joseph Niles and His Consolers after that. The Royal Telephone. Billy Duke and His Dukes from 1959. The Fork in the Road. I want you to pay particular attention to that song, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a fork in the road that we are in right now. More about that as it develops. Meanwhile, let me continue with the playlist, because that's why you're here. Jack Leonard. Visit from the Devil. The Methodist Pie was Lulu Bell. Remember her with Lulu Bell and Scotty? Scotty was Scotty Weissman. Lulu Bell is actually Myrtle Eleanor Cooper. And that comes from 1996, all by herself. Scotty died sometime before that. And then How I Got Lost on the Road Less Traveled from Wally Pleasant. Wally is a Michigander and a very witty guy. And he's still out there doing stuff. I've been able to track him down. Nobody ever comes up to Maine. Except Slayer. So anyway, like I say, enjoy the spring. We got some more music for you here. Get on your knees and assume the position.
I see the sign.
Hey.
I see the sign.
Hey.
I see the sign.
Hey, Lord, time to join now.
This sign of the judgment.
Hey.
This sign of the judgment.
Hey.
This sign of the judgment.
Hey, Lord, time to join now.
Sign in the fig tree.
Hey.
Sign in the fig tree.
Hey.
Sign in the fig tree.
Hey, Lord, time to join now.
Loose horse in the valley.
Hey.
Loose horse in the valley.
Hey.
Loose horse in the valley.
Hey.
Tell me who gonna ride him?
Hey.
Tell me who gonna ride him?
Hey.
Tell me who gonna ride him?
Hey, Lord,
Angel's gonna ride
her.
Hey. Angel's gonna ride
her. Hey.
Angel's gonna ride
her.
Then I come out the corner.
Hey.
Then I come out the corner.
Hey.
Then I come out the corner.
Hey, Lord, time
tell me what you gonna do.
Hey.
Tell me what you gonna do.
Hey.
Tell me what you gonna do.
Hey, Lord,
you run a sinner.
Hey,
hey, you run a sinner.
Hey,
hey, you run a sinner.
Hey, Lord, time
to join. Then I run to the rock.
Hey,
then I run to the rock.
Hey,
then I run to the rock.
Hey, Lord, time
to join. Hide and play.
Hey,
about Jesus. Yeah. Well, you never know who's going to be here this evening.
We're waiting for you.
Yes, when it's one, I know you are, son. I know it's one of the real positive qualities of the television mission is we just never know who's going to drop by. I mean, it's a lot of folks have been. The band is here. The band is getting set up. The band is ready. The band is ready.
Announce the band.
And I'm here to tell you that it's time, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hold down your applause as long as you can, because it's time you heard from Red Greenback and the Blue Boys. Don't forget to call. The number's on your screen.
It was Jesus standing underneath the bridge outside of San Antonio. So I got my semi home to my baby's arms. Well, I barely saw him thumbing in the rain another hippie, looking like he never did nobody harm. By the time I got my brakes on, slowed her down and stopped, and I looked around. Got a ride with a woman all alone. I saw the taillights of the Cadillac. I picked him up, get smaller in the rainy dawn outside of San Antonio. Saturday, New Mexico just fell away. That woman would never let nobody pass. He must have known I was behind him, eyes wide open, singing, shouting, "Oh, sweet Jesus, stop for gas." That woman kept her holding on. The big sky cracked and it drowned my song. And my rig and I broke down near Santa Fe. I thought I saw him waving as that Cadillac laid rubber smoking westward toward the desert and the city of L.A. Come on, Jesus. Come on, show yourself.
Woke up this morning, turned on my TV set. There in living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a charm, asking me for 20 with 10,000 on his arm. He wore designer clothing and a big smile on his face, selling me salvation while they sang Amazing Grace. Asking me for money when he had all the signs of wealth. Almost wrote a check out, yeah, but then I asked myself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back tomorrow, there's something I'd like to know.
Can you tell me?
Would Jesus wear
parabolics on his television show. Would Jesus be political if he came back to Earth? Have his second home in Palm Springs, yeah, but try to hide his worth. Take money from those poor folks when he comes back again. And admit he's talked to all those preachers who say they've been talking to him. Lord have mercy. Just ask yourself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear first diamond? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back to mind, well, that's something I'd like to know. Could you tell me, would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show?
Jerry Falwell's God was standing by the elevator while we were talking about the party, so we had to invite him. Secretly, we were all wishing that he wouldn't come because he's vengeful and jealous and he tends to smite people. And of course, he knew we were thinking that. So it made him all the more determined to show up and punish us. And I wanted to invite my God, but I couldn't find him. But Jerry Falwell's God is hard to miss. Gossamer robe and the beard down to here and the button that says, "What would Jesus do?" And sure enough, you know, day of the party, there he was at the door. And he spoke, spaketh he, saying, "I am come." And I knew there was a joke there. But Jerry Falwell's God will not be mocked. So I said, "Come in." Jerry Falwell's God. Jerry Falwell's God. Now, I'm no heavenly host, but I throw a decent party. And there were people of all kinds there. Black, white, Swedish, Norwegian, the whole human spectrum. And right away, Jerry Falwell's God found the two people who would listen to him and began speaking in a voice so loud it made the Beastie Boys sound like the Vienna Boys Choir. And he made the lame to walk. And these were my friends, so they were still lame, but they could walk. And he turned the loaves to fishes and the Oreos to Hydrox. Subtle, I thought. And he divided up the room, divided he, saying, "Gays here, lesbians here, pagans here, abortionists, feminists, civil libertarians, people for the American way," and frankly, some of us did not know where to stand. I went with the lesbians. Jerry Falwell's God. Jerry Falwell's God. And he pointed his huge finger at each group in turn, saying, "I blame you and you and you who have secularized society and cast me out of the town square." And I thought, man, you are the town square. He said, "Lo, I have lifted the veil of protection. For the end days are here, and the judgment is nigh, where I will draw the faithful to heaven and leave the unrepentant to walk a desolate earth. And I thought, more polyester for the rest of us. And he spat fire, and he rained toads, and he brought forth seven plagues of seven bowls. And finally I just said, look, I'll tell you one thing Jesus would not do. Jesus would not wreck a guy's party. And Jesus would not preach hate. And Jesus would not stand in the rubble and say, I told you so. And Jesus would not use an international catastrophe to score points for some misogynistic, narrow, homophobic, anti-Semitic interpretation of his life and teaching. And if people are jealous and judgmental and vengeful and violent, maybe it's because you made them in your image. And if people have cast you out of the town square, maybe it's because you are a finger-pointing, moralizing, rageaholic stone drag who gives deities a bad name. And if people have turned away from your word, maybe it's because you have spinach in your teeth. And he smote me. Jerry Falwell's gone. Jerry Falwell's gone.
Is your God the same God who's working with the Pope? Is it the same God suspicious of Tinky Winky? Is it the God corralling virgins into herds of 72, deciding where to send them when the glorious martyrs are through? Is your God the same God who's burning the science books and trampling lives to hoist the right to life signs? Or is he running the breeding program from the temple by the lake till one big inbred family will be an entire state? Are they his priests who can't keep from buggering little boys? Is your cash retaining their attorneys? I guess he had to overlook the nastiness with the tykes to keep the grace of marriage from the clutches of fags and dykes. Is your God the same God who won the Super Bowl? I hope it's not that loser God Chicago had. Or is yours the God decreeing all the women wear a sack and presiding over stonings and beheadings in Iraq? Is your God commanding you to tell everybody what to do to kill your brain? Praise his name, bury the bastard who's not the same. Spew your heinous and hateful shit like something holy was driving it to take over all the earth and skies above. Oh, mercy, whatever happened to the God of love?
Oh, I'm lost. Fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican right. that processional. Step into that small confessional. They're the guy who's got religion. I'll tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate us. So get down upon your knees. Fiddle with your rosaries. Bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria, gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican right.
All you hacker types who whine, you spend too much time online to connect with the divine. Well, there's some software you should see. It'll only function in those systems, not in corporate limbos. Pearly gates for stained glass windows. Boot up God on your PC. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God riven free. I didn't know there was a revision, too.
You hit the program.
It was Cardinal O'Connor out defending Catholic honor. But I wish that he'd been on our service, not on Prodigy.
Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God revision free.
Sexual repression, nap and email their confession, get absolved in that same session, and do penance virtually.
Give me that online religion, give me that online religion, give me that online religion, it's God revision free.
Every good and pious hacker goes to heaven, every slacker is an unarmored attacker in the beta test Doom 3.
Give me that online religion, give me that online religion, give me that online. It's God revision free.
If your enemy got boaster, stick the Eucharist in the toaster. Pull it out, use as a coaster, or send into Fish PD.
Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God revision free.
Try to hide us. We all have intel inside us, but your Pentium divide us.
Well, that's close enough for them.
Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God revision free.
There are lurkers in the Usenet who have not heard the good news yet. When I think of them, I do sweat. Each one's a potential troll.
Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God revision free.
There's a world wide web of pages that's grown up in several stages. It may not be Rock of Ages, but it's good old rock and roll.
Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God and God is me.
What the heck was that?
I have not a clue. Point and click on your mosaic. Yes, it surely is prosaic. Tour the Vatican or Passaic in the heart of New Jersey.
Phoning down to New Jersey. Me boys phoning down to New Jersey.
Keeping track of those addresses is the toughest of life's messes. And one thing I must confess is you are L-bound, wait and see.
Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God religion free.
Though the net still coughs and wheezes, there's so much out there to please us.
Give your mouth over to Jesus.
And get to heaven, FTP.
Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online. It's God revision free. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God revision free.
Point one.
Hey!
All right, we're back now. And, of course, like I mentioned before, you know this already. It's not that we're almost done. You should realize now this is a religious show. I have not undergone any kind of conversion, understand. I am pretty much an agnostic. I don't believe in any kind of formality of chaos, which is what brought us here in the first place. But something must have done something somewhere along the line. And I'm willing to listen to explanations, but forget about the guy who can't handle money. I ruled him out. I would not hire him to be my lord and creator of all matter everywhere. Having said that, we heard from the Macintosh Shouters. That's called Sign of the Judgment. That's a cover of an old song from way back. That came off of the True Detective series on HBO Season 1, the good one. Phil Austin, after that, Come On Jesus, from his solo album, Roller Maidens from Outer Space. Would Jesus wear a Rolex? I'm inclined to say no. And that was Roy Zimmerman, after that. Jerry Falwell's God. You know all about him, I'm sure. Cheryl Wheeler, after that, from Rhode Island. That was Your God, another supposition. And then this song of love, something I've been trying to find out for a long time. It was came off of something called the Middle Georgia Singing Convention, number one. Doesn't mention who they were. It does mention that it was in Atlanta in 1930, and there's a few more of these songs that I just found, so I'll bring them to you. I like that style myself. Let's see. The Bible book Bop was Go Fish. They're from Minnesota. They've been around for about 15 years, and they're one of those Christian bands. They have 18 albums. Yeah. Let's see. After that, Tom Lehrer, who turned 90 on Monday, born in 1928, still has not gotten an Oscar, but that was the Vatican Rag. Give Me the Online Religion was Tom Smith. No info on him anywhere. And then Leslie Harris and the House of Fire, Jogging for Jesus. And I found a longer tech mix of that, which is kind of hard to sit through, but be that as it may, I want to remind you that this springtime is brought to you by your Lord and Master. We like to call him Beetlejuice, but that's another story. Anyway, you should really think about the road you're traveling down, Earthlings, because you're wrecking this planet and you're going to get kicked out. Sure as I'm sitting here, I won't be around because it'll be after my time. But I have a few more for you because this is what's coming.
We've been locked here for 6 days in a motel room, with the blinds drawn and the lights on, no TV and no phone. My brain is numb and my stomach sore from cigarettes and coffee. It's never taken me this long before. Papa's gonna owe me a big bonus. When he hired me to abduct you, he didn't tell me that you were this far gone, that you were so well programmed.
The mind is just words you are repeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. Logical thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world.
It was easy to get you away from the airport, but that's the only thing that's gone right. Those people you call your brothers and sisters, they're not really your family, are they?
The mindless words you are repeating, we are the light of a beautiful world. Logical thoughts are self-defeating, we are the light of a beautiful world.
I had you figured as a two-day breakdown. But as this drags on, I'm beginning to doubt my own training. I'm afraid that maybe this time I've met my master.
The mindless words you are repeating, we are the light of a beautiful world. Logical thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. The mindless words you are repeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. Logical thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. The mindless words you are repeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. Logical thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. The mindless words you are repeating.
Hello. It's nice to see you all here. Now, as the more perceptive of you probably realized by now, this is hell. And I am the devil. Good evening. But you can call me Toby, if you like. We try to keep things informal here, as well as infernal. That's just a little joke of mine. I tell it every time. Now, you're all here for eternity. Ooh. Which I hardly need tell you is a heck of a long time. So you'll all get to know each other pretty well by the end. But for now, I'm going to have to split you up into groups. Will you stop screaming? Thank you. Now, murderers. Murderers over here, please. Thank you. Looters and pillagers over here. Thieves, if you could join them. And lawyers, you're in that lot. Fornicators, if you could step forward. My God, there are a lot of you. could I split you up into adulterers and the rest? Male adulterers, if you could just form a line in front of that small guillotine in the corner there. The French, are you here? If you'd just like to come down here with the Germans, that'd be lovely. I'm sure you'll have plenty to talk about. Okay, atheists. Atheists, over here, please. You must be feeling a right bunch of nitwits. Oh. Never mind. And finally, Christians. Christians. Ah, yes, I'm sorry. I'm afraid the Jews were right. If you could come down here, that'd be really kind. Thank you. Okay. Right, well, are there any questions? Yes. No, I'm afraid we don't have any toilets. If you'd read your Bible, you might have seen that it was damnation without relief. So if you didn't go before you came, then I'm afraid you're not going to enjoy yourself very much. But then I believe that's the idea. Okay, well, it's over to you, Adolf. And I'll catch you all later at the barbecue. Bye.